Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz, and
Shantae.
We are so happy to be here, and it's going to be cool today, which I'm looking forward to.
We're going
to
get some rain.
It's been way too hot out here for Jazz.
Yeah.
For me.
It's mainly just been hot in the house.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have adequate AC or anything.
We just need to get one that's in the house.
Yeah.
Like, really,
we
I'm
have,
ready.
Like, one industrial fan,
and it does nothing
at all.
Y'all take turns in between it, like, sure, like 5 minutes each.
I'll stand in front of it in like a dress, and I'll just kind of let it like.
Oh, like you're in like Marilyn Monroe type thing.
Yes. Monroe.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's got
yeah.
that. I do too. I have the same.
Right. Oh yeah, totally.
Me in dresses.
When you wear your dresses, Vinny.
Mm-hmm. I go way back. Totally.
So today we have a very special episode and a very special guest with us. We have Alisha Kumar with us. She is the founder of the Social Project, and she is also the Seattle chapter lead of the Business Babes Seattle chapter. Alisha, we're so excited to have you on.
Yes, we are.
Good morning.
Are you as chipper this early in the morning as we are?
Right.
I'm actually a very morning person. Before
Love
COVID
it.
Happened, I used to wake up at like 3:30.
Okay, no.
My type of girl right there. That's radio talent right there. That's future
right?
radio talent right there.
I'm like over here like, yes, girl, I'm right there with you. I'm a morning person too. And then you said 3:30. You lost me.
You definitely lost me because I peak at about 3 o'clock.
What time will you go to bed?
Eat, and it was the best thing ever.
Okay.
She's smart.
Okay, so
smart.
COVID's messed you up a little bit.
Definitely.
Up at 3:30 in the morning.
No.
When are you waking up? Like, when are you waking up now normally?
It's usually around like 6:30.
Okay,
so.
See, that's about me too. Which is still like relatively early for whatever's going on right
it's
now.
It's still early for me. So now that we know more about your sleep schedule,
right?
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and what you do for, you know, your job and for Seattle Business Babes?
Yeah, of course. So I'm the founder of a marketing agency called The Social Project. So we work with brands from all across the globe, innovate new marketing campaigns and strategies to up-level their brand, bring in more leads, and create a raving community around their brand. And then for Seattle Business Babes, we host monthly events and workshops, which obviously transitioned to online and working more as a global community for Business Babes Co. now. And we host monthly events and workshops online for women entrepreneurs to help them grow their business and connect with one another.
Awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm really excited to learn more about Business Babes.
Yes.
And we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. So now that we've kind of introduced you, we're going to get everybody loosened up, and ask you some little fun questions for an icebreaker.
Question.
We love Destiny's Child and Beyonce here. So,
you know,
I'm with you.
All right. Do you want to pick the first one, Jazz?
Yes, I absolutely would. This is something that, my interests are like kind of aligned with right now. What would your dream house be like?
My dream house would probably be a one level, like country chic, which I feel like a lot of people wouldn't think of me, but I would love a huge yard with a lot of dogs back there.
Okay. Do you have a ton of dogs already, or are you just plotting?
I don't. I like lost my one dog that I had during COVID. So, I mean,
I know.
Whoa, way to dampen the mood in the morning, right? Hey.
Well, listeners, okay. Let's help her get her dog back.
You know?
I mean,
right.
Let's do work.
Oh, man. Jazz.
Oh, yes. So I have a few things that are kind of like top of the list for me. I want floor-to-ceiling windows, at least along like one side of the house, you know. And then I really would love to have some kind of like 360 type of like roof or room, if not like a rooftop thing. And I call that kind of like, you know, my sunroom, or like it would just be like my hangout room. Sorry, I'm over here getting way too animated. And I also too would like to have a big yard because I plan on having dogs and a sloth. So I need a yard to put the tree in that's gonna house my sloth.
I just love that little move right there. Just slide that on in there.
I just want to know, like, where you plan to keep the sloth. Is it gonna be like have its own shed thingy?
Yeah, it's gonna live in the trees. It has to, what do you mean? Shed where thingy. Am I gonna put it? Right.
What if it runs away from the tree?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like,
no,
if it runs away.
I'm gonna have to set up this whole thing where this is gonna be like a netting in my house. You know what I mean?
It's like a sloth sanctuary. This is great.
For Avery, exactly.
She's done the research.
Apparently.
She needs a netting.
Yes, but you need to have a wildlife handler's permit, and they're about $3,500. So trust me, I'm in there.
We're not gonna have a new exotic Joe like,
exotic Jazz.
Yeah,
oh
right.
Jazz exotic.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Oh my god.
It's funny because she said this before, but I didn't know she knew this much about it.
Oh no, I've done my research, girl. Here's the thing: if I plan, like, one thing in life is that I plan on like making it. And by making it in life, I'm going to be able to afford these kind of weird, crazy things that I never thought that I could obtain. This is totally obtainable with the kind of life that I'm going to be living.
I love it. Manifest it.
You feel me?
There you go.
All right.
We're getting a sloth.
What about you, Shante?
For me, I would say I don't have like a dream house in mind. A beach house would be nice. Mm. But I know that like key things that need to be in my house, I want to have a little like bench with a bay window in my kitchen so that I can read. And then I also want to have like a reading nook. Like I would love to have a library in my house because I love to read. And I just love the thought of that being your own space where you go and you know, you can just kind of close the door, read, or just take a nap away from everybody else. But I kind of want it to be like a secret hidden room, you know, like the kids wouldn't know about it. It might have like a it might be like a wall panel and I just push a button
and that's me
in
there. Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice?
That's cool. Yes, it's like a she shed, but like a not in a shed.
I don't even know what that's called.
They have she sheds, but like yeah anyways.
So that would be, yeah, I don't really have a dream house, but dream rooms is more like it.
We were looking at houses not too long ago, and there was like this cute little townhouse in the living room. The whole entire wall along the fireplace was like a mirrored bookshelf. And I immediately had to like show it to her. Yeah, she was like, oh, where is this? How much is it? Let's do this.
Like the fact that there were mirrors involved.
It was, yeah.
Because it opens the room up.
It was really pretty.
Yeah. And you could also like kind of change that into like a bar even if you wanted to have like your setup there too.
Imagine that. It's like then that turns it into like a study.
I want it all.
Because most business people I know that have a study, it really is that. It's like a library, but then they also keep like their finest like alcohol in there also.
See, that's what would be in my book room. That's
Love
hidden.
It.
Like
good books and top shelf liquor.
Exactly.
What about you, Benny? Dream house.
Oh, man. I didn't really give it some thought. I thought this was just going to be your guys' day for
right.
the game.
No,
so
totally. That's all right.
I'm more of a kind of like, I've done the city thing. I've done the country thing. I was like more of a cabin-y, like, you know, just getting away. I'm kind of burned out from the city type stuff and just moving, you know. I'm a big, after I work really, you know, consistently, it's like a decompressor. But to have that every day, just, you know, walk out in the morning, like I'm with Alicia, just a morning person, just wake up and then do you jazz, like. Get out there, just take the cup of coffee, just admire my Lakeview property, and go from there.
I love it.
Mm. Yeah.
That does sound really peaceful.
Yeah, being on the water would be nice.
Yeah.
I think we're all attracted to the water thing, no matter, even if it's a glass of water right in front of you.
Mm. Yeah.
Question?
There's a question I really want to ask, but I already know the answer that everybody's going to say. So, if you could rid the world of one thing, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I feel like this is one of those like pageant questions.
You know,
right?
And it's gonna be like a pageant
world
answer.
Peace.
For everyone to have a little puppy.
Right? Just in terms of like the climate right now, it would definitely be hate, whether that's against people or the animal lover in me, obviously. And vegetarian in me is like animals. So just rid the world of that.
Absolutely.
I love that. I was going to say racism, but I feel like hate encompasses, yep. you know, like I mean, that but, as well.
You yeah, know, that's but... more specific even because hate can be broad and then racism right. is something totally. Like, for Excuse me, you. I was going to say COVID, coronavirus.
Oh, yes. Bye. Yeah. You know what? Actually, good riddance. Get out of here.
We're done.
We can put racism next, but right. Corona, please go.
In order, coronavirus, hate, and racism. We've been dealing with it for so long. We could take a few more days, but this Corona has got to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Question:
if you could have someone follow you around, like a personal assistant, what would you have them do?
Probably my phone calls. I feel like I'm sometimes on calls all day and I end up losing my voice. Emails, probably my travel, not right now, obviously, because I'm not traveling. Right, right. But yeah, just like my client travels and stuff like that. A lot of it, I'm very type A OCD. So if it is for myself, I need to do it for myself. But on the other hand, when it has something to do with the business, I'll let the staff take care of it. I'm like, content, go for it. Like, do whatever you want. So I guess balance, but
yeah.
Go ahead. You want to answer it?
No, you go first. Okay. I'm going to say for me, like, I know I was going to say emails and like phone calls too, just mainly because I dread those kinds of things. And like, I've been avoiding trying to like set up dental appointments and like health appointments just because I hate making those like phone calls. So like that kind of stuff. And then also I would have them like drive me to places.
That's what I was going to go with.
Because here's the thing, like I can accomplish so much like if I'm riding in a car rather than if I'm driving in a car. And I feel like that for me is a huge time suck. Like I waste a lot of time driving. And so it kind of like then shortens my window of like time that I can like accomplish other things, you know, via it is answering like my emails or things like that. Yeah. What about you, Shantae?
Okay.
I would say dry cleaning, but like, I don't do that. I'm not bougie like that.
But if you had somebody, you might do, you might. I think for me, I'd have somebody help me with like all the stuff that we're just kind of like, we don't have enough people to do for our podcast,
you know?
So I'm like, any and everything that we're like, okay, well, we don't have time to get to this, so let's pass it to the assistant.
Like an executive producer / assistant.
Yes, absolutely, Vinny.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Totally.
And outreach. I definitely think that outreach, like that's one of the things that like outreach emails and then like trying to reach out to guests and then like trying to get us on other podcasts, that's something that I would love if we had an assistant.
Yes.
I would have them do. And then maybe cook for me. Because
I was
like,
gonna say that too.
I really love to cook, but like I cooked last night. It took me 2 hours to make like a cucumber tomato salad and a burger.
What?
And I was just like, this is too much.
Did you grow everything yourself? I mean,
Vinny.
Basically.
I brought the cow home, even though it was a plant-based burger. I brought everything. Like I was like, why is this taking so long?
You probably just got sidetracked.
Yeah, and also I had so much to do after work, so it was like I didn't start cooking until about 7, so I didn't eat until about like 8:30 or 9, and I was like, this is gross, I don't like eating that late,
yeah.
But like I had to eat, and I'd already cooked it, and I was just like, yeah, if somebody had already prepped it at least for me, got it to the point where all I have to do is throw it on the grill, that would be amazing.
Right.
Cleaning.
That's a huge help. Cleaning too, yes. My personal assistant would do all my cleaning.
Look, all of a sudden, I'm thinking of all kinds
of stuff.
Yard work.
Yeah,
right.
Now more popping in.
The yard work. That yard is a mess all the time. And I'm like, we mow it and we take care of it, but it just is like always.
All it is weeds, too. There's no grass back there. It's literally just like dandelions, bindweed, other ferns, like other random. We have one rose bush. One.
Oh, that's cool.
It's being overpowered by the weeds.
Yes.
All right. So that was our icebreaker. That was a ton of fun. And I think we learned a lot about each other.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I really want an assistant now. Like,
now
I'm like,
over here.
Right? Like a virtual assistant ASAP.
I'm dreaming about like my dream house with like the personal assistant. And I'm just getting really excited about this potential. So.
Hey, real fast, since you asked me about the dream of home and then you skipped me on the get rid of something, I'm going to get rid of tomatoes, not a fan, and the assistant that I get would have to pick out all the tomatoes because I don't like them.
Oh,
that's where I'm going.
No.
That's what I would do. Sorry, not
Benny,
a fan.
Benny, I used to not like tomatoes either. It's okay. There's time. You can change.
Is it a texture thing? Yep,
it is a texture thing, yeah.
Do you like ketchup?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Or I like stewed tomatoes. I just don't like them raw.
Yeah. I used to not like tomatoes either for the same reason.
Yeah, it's been a thing for me. For the last couple years, I've forced myself to eat more fresh tomatoes so that I can get used to it. I still cannot just like pop them and eat them.
Well, my assistant can do that for me.
Do it like some salt.
I used to do that though when I was a kid. Those little cherry tomatoes, I used to pop them left and right. I think I just had a couple bad ones or whatever, like gross ones, and I think I just changed.
It happens.
Bad food will.
It does. I'm seeing somebody right now. A lot of couch time.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and jump into our first break of the day. You are listening to The Way with Jazzite.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support thinking for yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we introduced our guest, Alicia, and we also played a fun round of questions. We learned a lot about each other. All of us want to live on a beach.
Yes.
And all of us need somebody to do a lot of stuff for us.
Right.
But now we are going to get into our review of the week. And this time, or today, we are going to switch it up. We are actually going to be talking about the Business Babes virtual conference that is coming up September 12th.
Woo!
So, sorry. This conference is it's back to business conference for entrepreneur, specifically women, correct?
Yes.
And so my question is, what can they expect? So I know it's going to be like helping entrepreneurial women, you know, with all kinds of different tracks, like marketing and events and, you know, life coaching and all of this stuff. But like, all in all, what is the mission or the hope at the end of the conference?
Totally. So the concept back to business came from going back to school. So September is always a reset, and we're hoping that people come from summer and are ready to go full force in their business with this conference and take away that same mindset that you go into a new year with, and you're ready to take on whatever your dreams are for the future, I guess.
Very cool. One, it's very exciting. I've been doing a lot of virtual conferences since we've been in COVID, and I've really appreciated it because I can't go to all these conferences when, you know, we're not in lockdown. So I've been able to really see a bunch of different things and meet a lot of different people. And I think that these conferences are a really great way for to network. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask, I was checking out the website and I see you guys are going to have like fireside chats and everything like that. And as well as like dance breakouts. And so what is that going to look like?
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So what is that going to look like? So for the fireside chats, are people broken out into different groups, smaller groups, or is it like they're paired up with like a mentor-mentee type of situation? What is that going to look like?
So the fireside chat is going to be essentially what a fireside chat would be in person. So a room full of people, and then there's two people up on stage having a conversation about whatever the topic is, but people are going to be on Zoom. So typically what we see, or not Zoom, the platform we're using, we see people networking in the comments regardless. So somebody will kick it off with, oh yeah, you know, I'm going through the same thing that the speaker just spoke about, and then people will chime in and connect from there. I think that's one great thing about online events is it's so different from going in person where you only get the chance to network with a handful of people, whereas online you have this whole range of people who are, I guess, at your fingertips almost, and you get more of the networking and the connection and community.
Yeah. All over. And I feel like at you guys' conference, it's going to be like a lot of people that they can network with since it's a global conference. Yeah. And I think that that's really awesome to get different perspective because, you know, if you're trying to if you already have your business started and you're trying to launch it into a different market, that's going to be really great to have people that are in different places to, you know, get their perspective from.
For sure.
So with the dance, I want to know a little bit more about these dance breakouts. So
yeah,
it's just
me.
Dance fitness.
Talk
so
to me.
I'm assuming they're going to come on and just do like a tutorial or like a class virtually.
Yeah. So just like mini breaks in between. I mean, who can really sit there for 8 hours?
Right.
Right.
Especially
right.
Just listen to somebody else speak, although it's going to be great. So yeah, just to, you know, get you
get
off
the body's
your seat
moving.
And, yeah. So you can awesome. Come to the next thing all
cool.
refreshed.
Do you know what kind of dance? Is it going to be like Zumba? Is it going to be something else?
No, yeah.
They should have like hip hop
really good.
Fitness.
Right?
I know. Hip hop fitness.
I'm going to pop that in. I'm going to be like, you know what? These girls really
there
want.
There you go.
See, there you go. We're over here like,
I got you.
So there are a ton of speakers and tracks that, you know, people can attend. And so at some conferences, you have the ability to choose which one you want to go to. Is it the same kind of feel here as well? It's like, oh, this isn't really applicable, but like also if they want to stay for the whole conference, they can as well.
Totally. So everybody's going to get the recordings for everything afterwards anyways in our membership portal. And so you're going to also get a month access if you have the general admission to that, or 3 month access to the portal if you have the VIP ticket. And so in the hour that we give you to watch one of the workshops, you can choose one of the four that probably applies to your business right away, but then come back to the other three later on.
Okay.
So.
Very cool. Yeah. So I have two questions. They're kind of the same. On the same path, there are a ton of speakers. Who are you most looking forward to hearing speak?
I would have to say Ariel Astoria. And then a bit biased, but probably my business coach, Shannon Luke, of the Social Bungalow. And they're all great speakers.
And then you're also speaking.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, what are you going to be speaking on?
So all four of us chapter leaders, we're actually going to be on a panel together, and it's going to be the first time ever. We wish it was in person. That's kind of what we were planning for this year, but here we are virtually doing it. And yeah, we're just going to talk more about how to build community within your business and how to work with teams, how to have hard conversations, because we've had a ton of those the more that we started working together as a collective. All four of us have different strengths. We have different personalities. It's definitely been interesting, but yeah, so it'll be good.
Very, very cool.
That's really cool. I love panels. The last panel that I went to was actually with Shantae, and we got so much out of it, and we were very like touched.
Oh yes, that panel that we went to for Black History Month.
There we go. Yes, it was a yes. It was women of color. Sorry, getting excited about everything.
man, I had a question and it
oh,
just
girl,
left
I'm
me.
Sorry.
It's
That's
no, it's okay.
Fault.
I appreciated that.
Darn.
I actually really love panels too, which is why I'm like always signing up for every conference I see, because I just feel like there's so much knowledge and so many tips and nuggets that people are just giving away, you know, and that's really the goal of a conference, is to help other people, you know, get to where they need to be in their business or wherever they're trying to get to. So I really appreciate you guys, one, for putting on this conference. I'm excited about it. But, oh, I wanted to know, was this conference already planned out pre-COVID? And like, was it easy to pivot to virtual, or was it kind of like you guys thought maybe it wasn't going to happen because of it? And then it was like, no, you know, it's doable still.
Yeah. So Back to Business actually originated last year in Seattle. It was, we were the first chapter to host a conference. And I was planning on doing it again this year. So yeah. And then when I asked the girls and they were thinking the same thing, you know, when you guys all think the same thing, but nobody really wants to bring it up.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a collective thing that we all decided on. We're like, oh, like we should do something together. And, the Back to Business conference was kind of, I guess, somewhat in the works, but not. And so, yeah, the last, I would say 2.5-3 months has just been us grinding it out every single day and
yeah,
putting it together. It's been, I think, much more challenging than doing an in-person event.
Okay.
I bet.
There's a lot more tech behind the scenes that we are learning on the spot and praying it doesn't go all sorts of ways.
Oh, yeah.
And that is definitely one of the caveats to being virtual or just... And yeah, in general, is the tech issues. You just never know. And, you know, it can be, everything can be completely set up. And you're thinking, oh, it's user error. But no, tech does what it wants. So,
has a mind of its own.
Yeah. I don't know how many times at work, like, my internet just drops in the middle of a call. And I'm like, guys, I don't know what happened, guys. Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're sure your internet dropped. And I'm like, no, like, my internet keeps dropping at 3:00 every day. Like, I don't know what's happening. And then I wanted to ask, how many people are you guys expecting?
Yeah, is it going to be a big event or?
Or maybe we say hoping for.
Yeah.
I think we're hoping for anywhere from 250 to 300 across, yeah, both Canada and the US. So our biggest event to date, regardless, yeah, even with the numbers that we have coming in right now. But yeah, I'm really excited.
That is awesome.
So exciting. Yeah. That's a huge conference.
I just like, I'm imagining the feelings of if we were able to be there in person, just being surrounded by all these kinds of different women,
powerful, entrepreneurial women. It's gonna feel the same.
I'm really excited
virtually too.
I'm looking forward to what I can take away from it.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Jazz, do you have any questions you'd like to add?
Not on that aspect, no.
Okay. I think we know the target audience is female entrepreneurs, but what industries or businesses do you think could really benefit from? So like freelance event planners, mm-hmm, freelance writers, would you say just anybody who's thinking small business or freelance, this is for you?
Yeah, I would say both product or service-based businesses. Whether you're looking to start a business, this is a great place, or whether you're a seasoned vet. I think one thing that's really great about women is we're so willing to learn from one another, regardless of where we are in our journey. There's things that I still learn from people who are in, you know, day one. And then there's things I learn from somebody who's, you know, in year 10 and or ready to retire. And so, yeah.
Right, right. I want to run it back to something that you said earlier. You said that you guys are giving away a month membership, free membership access to those with general admission, and then 3 months to those with VIP. And I wanted to stop and talk about the membership. So this is something that's new as well. And you guys just launched that a couple of days ago this week, right?
Yes. So that was mainly spearheaded by our Toronto chapter, Lauren. And she's been wanting to do a membership for so long. I think, mm-hmm, some of us were a bit hesitant because we wanted the in-person thing. We didn't know how long COVID was going to last. Right. So hopefully your thing that you want to get rid of, COVID, is gone soon. Because we miss the in-person connections for sure.
Right.
But we were like, how do we give back to our community in a way that's consistent and that's really helping them with also the networking portion and building community portion and making an impact in their business. So Lauren, yeah, suggested the membership and we slowly started to roll it out. And yeah, it's gonna hopefully look the way we want it to. Mm-hmm. We're optimistic though.
I think that it's a really great move for you guys. Yeah. Like, and especially right after the conference, it's going to be like, you know, this great experience at this virtual event, and people are going to want to keep, you know, having those resources and having, you know, the accessibility to you guys as mentors and, you know, everyone I've networked with. So I think that like going membership is like a natural, like perfect way to go. I used to actually work in nonprofit and membership based, like, nonprofit work. So it's like, I'm always like, so what's this membership about? Like, I'm always like rooting for it because it works. When it works, it works. And it's just like a great way to have community and network with like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about that as well. I think that's really cool. I honestly think
we can go ahead and jump into our next break.
Yes, because I have a ton of questions for our hot topic in entrepreneurship. So let's go ahead and give ourselves all the time in the world.
Right.
We are going to go ahead and jump into our next 2 to 3 minute break. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk 1150.
I really loved that. That was
amazing.
That was
kind of funky.
It's like the original Wonder Woman. Like,
that was
Linda
fun.
Carter days. Oh, so
we
hot.
Need to
so
we need to learn that because I feel like I'm gonna start like singing that to you at random moments.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys, to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did our review of the week of the Business Faves Global Virtual Conference. Now, we are going to get into our hot topic with Alicia, and we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, female entrepreneurship specifically. But I think that it'll also be applicable to men as well.
Yes.
We're not leaving you guys out, but we are.
But this isn't about you.
So I want to start with a question. Most of these questions are going to be, you know, very like focused on advice and tips, but some of them are also going to be about your experience as well. I definitely want to circle back to, you know, the climate that we're currently in and how you think entrepreneurship has been affected by COVID-19.
Totally. So it's been really interesting because obviously, unfortunately, there's been a ton of industries that's been impacted negatively. But on the flip side, in marketing, we actually saw a lot of small businesses take advantage of stuff like low ad costs on Facebook and Instagram and really start growing their business, or taking more time because they got to slow down with COVID to put more time into their side hustle and, you know, grow that and nurture it throughout the last few months. So from, I guess, what we've seen in the community, mainly it's been a lot of, being able to slow down from your full-time job or whatever day-to-day brings and really focus in on your business, figure out what the next steps look like. And
yeah, I definitely agree with you. And I was going to add to that. So do you think, with that in mind, you know, people do have a lot more time, you know, to slow down and to think about all of these things, that it's a good time maybe to go into business if you're thinking about starting a business? Or do you think maybe you should wait until some of this blows over even?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know when this is going to blow over. It's one of those things where I'm almost somewhat impulsive, but also like a type A impulsive. So a bit of me is like, you know, stay safe. And if you do have a full income coming in, then, you know, stay there and make sure you have that and you can pay your bills. And then the other side of me is like, just go all in your dreams. Like, better time.
Right.
Giver.
I definitely agree. I know that we've been saying a lot. I feel like it's a great time, especially if you're in a digital space, for people to take advantage of this. Everything's virtual, like the virtual conferences, move your conferences there. Even with us, we've been fortunate enough to continue to do our show from home, and we use Zoom to do the calls. And it's given us so much more time to, you know, create additional content for our show as well. So it's like, in a way, this is a weird blessing for our business, even though for the world, it has not been.
Yeah, I mean, like, we were able to upgrade a lot of our equipment, you know, like these microphones and stands. These were not a thing before COVID.
Yeah,
you know, the lighting in this room was not a thing before COVID. You know, we went through a lot of stuff, and it was, again, like she said, a blessing. So
it's weird to say COVID has been a blessing for our podcast. You know,
I have to say that's really good lighting as well.
It's a ring light. It's a ring light, girl. And it's like,
I've heard they're good.
And it's one of those that like is on a dial, so it can go really high.
Oh.
So, switching back, we're gonna, you know, let's leave the COVID talk
in
where
the past.
It is. That's exactly where we're gonna start with it, and then we're just not gonna come back to that. But I guess when you were starting the social project, what kind of like propelled you to do that?
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the social project? What does it do? And then what made you want to do that?
Yeah, like make your own marketing agency. Like, that's a big jump. And I'd love to know how and why.
For sure. Great question. So I've been in marketing for, it's going to be 11 years this year. And I did it for corporate startups. In the corporate setting, I was one of the only females on the exec team. I was only the person of color on the exec team.
Wow.
And I just kind of felt like my ideas were very unnoticed. There was no room for creativity or anything like that. So I did take a year and a half away from marketing and PR and in-person events, which I was doing, and I actually went into HR. So, which actually helped me now with hiring and dealing with that. So definitely blessed that I got that opportunity. But I went to a Tony Robbins event with a friend, and I was like, this is gonna change your life. Little did I know I was gonna walk out of there being like, hey, I'm never working for anybody but myself. And so that's kind of where the social project started. And I knew that my creativity, my passion came out when I was talking about marketing and campaigns and figuring out how to blow up brands. And I knew this was the direction to go. And so the social project slowly started to evolve, and I took my time for sure. This was early 2017. I didn't launch until January of 2018. So I was doing a lot of the behind the scenes work, trying to figure out a name and all that other stuff, my services, what I was going to provide.
So not to have you spill like all of your secrets, but what did that look like, the whole planning for a year? So like when you say you're just doing kind of like the planning, figuring out the name, but like, were you also kind of building your client base as well? Like trying to reach out to people to see if they were interested? Were you actually doing some work already and you were just trying to see like this could work, or solely just in a planning phase?
Yeah, so I was not only working with a business coach at the time, I've worked with a business coach actually throughout my entire entrepreneurial career so far. Okay. And so I was working with a coach on a business plan. I didn't know what a business plan looked like. Mm-hmm. I've always been, you know, not in that role to be creating a business plan. It's been a marketing plan, which was great.
Right.
But I didn't know the profits and the loss and everything else that goes into it, along with a lot of networking. So I started actually going to Vanity Business Babes events because I'm originally from Vancouver, and met Danielle there as well, and knew I was going to come down to Seattle because of my partner at the time, and didn't know where to look for community back then. So started developing those relationships. I think relationships are so important when it comes to entrepreneurs, because there's so many things that we can do for one another. I know, when I like go to events or I have speaking opportunities, I'll always reach out and be like, hey, these are a few other, you know, women that you probably want to, or you should look into. And yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's great to know like how you became connected with Business Babes, because that was another one of our questions.
It was, yeah. Oh. I was kind of going to be like, you know, and why Business Babes, you know, but that totally makes sense. And
I definitely think that that's kind of like why we also kind of connected with you. And we were like looking for other people, like-minded community, that we were like, where can we, you know, network or find people who are like us doing the same things as what we're trying to really foster on our show. When you reached back out, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, because I was like, it's really hard to find community. And if you're trying to be in a space where it's like female entrepreneur, I feel like it's even harder. We've networked with like a lot of other people, but it's definitely siloed us into one, you know, industry, and we're trying to break out of that now.
Right.
So now we're really trying to look at everything from like a high level perspective, like, okay, well, like we've got that connection and this connection, but like where else, in what industries or in what community or organizations can we also find community or networks and connections?
Everybody was talking about the Seattle freeze, and I was like super nervous because I was like, here I am trying to start a community and events that, essentially is around networking. Is nobody going to talk to each other? Is nobody going to talk to me? But the Seattle freeze is not real, guys.
Thank you. You know, I'm from here, born and raised out here. And I'm like, I guess. I'm like, I don't know. I don't see. Because I'm like, that's not me. That's not who I am.
I feel like it's just kind of like, I think that that's in relationships. And then I also think that it's like, if you come from the South, it's obviously going to be different because even New York, because I feel like people in New York are in your face. Like they're going to be like, move out of my way. Like, that's not nice, but like, they're going to tell you about yourself. Right. And then like in the South, it's like, oh, like holding doors and saying hello to people you don't know. Whereas like in Seattle, it's more like the real world where like, if I don't know you, I'm not really going to be like, hi, like I don't know who you are. That doesn't make sense. And so I feel like it's like, just like a different culture, you know?
Yeah. Totally. That's really what
Seattle
it is.
Seattle's really nice and like liberal. And I'm like, people are always trying to learn more. That's what I like about Seattle. It's like, people are trying to learn more about different people, cultures, everything. And I just feel like it's so much different than anywhere else. Like,
agreed. Really.
Yeah, you can't really put a little bow on it. You can't really do that.
Nah, not at all. What would you say before starting your business? What was the best piece of advice you received?
Yes.
The best piece of advice I received was to be okay to fail. In my head at the time, that was like the most scariest piece of advice. I was like, what is this person saying? They want me to fail. But in hindsight, now I look back and my failures are always the jumpstart of my lessons and what I wouldn't do again and what I wouldn't advise other people to do. And so it's been huge for growth as a person and in my business. And so, I would definitely lead that on to others as well, as be okay to fail and use those as jumping stones to the next part of wherever you're going. Yeah.
I definitely feel like we kind of have like started to understand that a little bit more, like be more a little like okay with that, you know, or like hearing mm-hmm. no,
right?
Like being failing okay doesn't that. Mean that it's all a failure. It just right. means mm-hmm. that like you've got another opportunity to either rework that or to yeah. not do that again.
Like we just did a totally. Poll. We just did a poll recently asking our like you know people on our page like, would you like if we did this again? And a majority of the people said no. And we were like, oh. Okay.
Yeah. So. And we were like, right. And then like, we're starting to think like, did we do something wrong here?
Yeah. You know, and it's like, maybe we need to approach this differently. Like what the heck?
Yeah. I love that advice. And I definitely think that like, for me, my advice is like, just do it. And I feel like it goes hand in hand with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a failure, like the thought of failing really stops people from really like dreaming or daring mm-hmm. to even dream. And it's just kind of like, you know,
we can put the finger at me this time.
Do it. Yeah. Have to, because, you know, if you don't even try, you failed already because right. you're not even in the game.
You're telling yourself that you can't.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
Right.
Man, all right, wake up, hello.
And this is where we bring the show up, right. look at that,
right? We brought it down, COVID, and now we're riding it back up.
You know, that's how we do. It's a roller coaster
every week.
I wanted to ask another question about the social project and like your clients. So like you work with bigger brands, but do you also work with smaller, like other entrepreneurs or small businesses as well?
Yeah, we work with a wide range of clients. So we have the larger global brands, and then we do have the very local, hyper niche focused brands as well. And I think that's what I love about being able to do this is being able to work with the different brands. Being in corporate, it was a lot of bigger brands, which was really cool and gave us a lot of opportunities, but I love what we have in our backyard. There's so much talent in our own backyard. And so mm-hmm. how can I help those people and help amplify their brands and, you know, really make it out there. So it always goes back to, home and community for me, I guess.
Yes. I love that.
And you help them at any stage, right? Like whether mm-hmm. it's from scratch or whether like, that's awesome.
Look, we're over here like, so. We would really also like to touch on really quick, since this is female entrepreneurship, what is it like being a female in your industry?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It is tough. There's something called bro marketing as well, which is typical marketing. So, in your face, like, what you typically see out there. And I remember going to a conference. It was my first year as an agency owner in 2018. Went to a conference. It was the largest marketing conference for us. So super excited. I was one of the only female Indian agency owners, because I'm South Asian, but it was the only one that I saw. And so I was like kicking it there and like, you know, leather pants and a jean jacket and sneakers. And I'm looking around at these dudes in suits. And all I could think of was, we're in San Diego. Why are you wearing this?
Yeah.
And wow. So yeah, it was interesting to be in that space as well. And I think that's kind of what kickstarted my want to disrupt what this industry looked like.
Absolutely. I was going to say, like, when you realize your presence and you know, you realize that you might be the only person there that's representing for you, and that can give you that drive to want to like, all right, cool, I'm ready, I'm here, let's make some noise.
Right. And we have so many different experiences that we put into our marketing campaigns and how we run a business. And so just bringing that to the table is, it's always open, I think, and being open to being that only person in that room. And I think just looking back now, I'm like, I'm okay being in those spaces because I am okay leading the way for others to be in that space and being like, hey, here's a seat, come over here and sit with us. Like, you can sit with us.
I love that because I feel like it would be extremely, I would have been intimidated if I'd walked in there and I was like, I would be like, oh, I gotta go. That's so cool.
So now did you make a lot of connections at that event? And like, you know, do you have a lot of connections that are men or like that might be males in those kinds of positions and like that kind of stuff? How are your working relationships with men in the industry like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I keep them and I constantly create them just because there are opportunities, you know, that I think they can pass along or things I can learn from them as well as teach them too. Hey, this is, you know, not cool if you do that. I remember at the conference, some guy was raving about his beauty campaign that he did for women, for aging women. And I was like, what do you really know about this?
You're
white male and you're now talking about skincare products for all types of women. And it just made no sense. And so, yeah, just opening the doors for those conversations is, I think, where a lot of not only marketing industries, but every industry has to kind of go.
I'm really glad that you said that because that's really important. Yeah. Is being in that space and using that moment to teach and do it in a respectful way. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you. That was really nice.
Yeah, this is amazing. And I learned so much. But we are going to go ahead and round it out with our recap. So we are going to talk about whether or not our segments were the way or not the way.
Doon, doon, doon. Icebreaker. Definitely going to say the way. That
I was
going to
say also having Alicia on as our guest. The way.
The way.
We've learned so much.
Yeah. Let's start there.
Absolutely.
Yes. Round of applause.
Yeah. We loved having you. This is immensely just educational.
Our review of the week, the Back to Business Global Virtual Conference.
Also the way.
The way.
I'm excited to attend. I'm excited to learn some new stuff. And I'm always, always excited to network and connect with different people.
And honestly, we can say like, I know COVID's not the way, but if it weren't for COVID, we wouldn't have the opportunity to experience this in this way. And I think that's kind of a plus. That's kind of cool. That's kind of the way through a way that's not the way.
Yeah.
Next.
I would also say like in a conference setting, because it's so large, it feels a little bit intimidating to just like, you know, put yourself out there. But in this, it allows people who are a bit introverted to like get in the chat and like say what they need to say as well. And they'll get people who will talk back to them.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to foster those experiences for people who wouldn't normally put themselves out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then entrepreneurship and girl power. Absolutely the way.
I mean, who run the world?
Girls. And you are a rock star.
Yes. I hope that we can continue like this. I'm going to say it's a relationship, but like, I would love to learn so much more from you.
Yes.
You're immensely positive and you've got a lot of great things to say. So like, if we can have you on the show again at some point for whatever reason, like if you guys ever have another event, if you've got something going on, we would love to have
you. Back.
Yes. No, we're friends now. That's it. You're stuck with me.
Really quickly before we close out the show, Alicia, do you want to plug some of your social media and how people can get a hold of you if they want to?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Alicia Kumar or at The Social Project Inc. So INC or at Seattle Business Babes. I'm either at one of those. I'm typically there or at thesocialproject.ca.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for coming and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. We're going to close out the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. See you next week.
Peace.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.